Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. It's daytime Emmy season, but there weren't any reels for us to watch, so this should be interesting. Stay tuned. Jillian Bo, welcome.
Greetings.
And salutations.
Yes.
Joshua Baldwin, welcome.
Hello, precious angel. How are you?
Well, I'm neither precious nor an angel, so
we know.
We'll need to get that straight.
He wasn't referring to you, darling.
Oh, I see that this podcast is starting off on the right foot. So we're here to discuss the Daytime Emmy Awards. Normally, over the past few years, the Daytime Emmys have put out the reels for the nominees and what they submitted so that fans could watch them and make their predictions. They didn't do that this year. Now, I'm not sure if that was just a decision, if it was COVID, was not related to COVID, or if it was COVID-related.
No, I'll tell you why. Word on the curb is, and they did an interview somewhere where they said they just didn't have, they was just like, it's too much going on. I said, well, damn, what is, how hard is it to get an intern to just say, here you go, to upload it to YouTube? It just shows they're just throwing shit together lazy. They said they was too busy.
Well,
it's too much things going on. I said, okay.
Well, that's what happens when you condense the nomination and the time between when the nominations are announced and the time when the show airs to a month.
You would think with the whole time we were waiting for the nominations.
Because usually they come out in February or March.
They would have dropped, like, the moment they said they were airing them, and then from when we were waiting for the nominations to come out, I thought, okay, when the nomination comes out, boom, they're going to have the reels and everything. That's just, like, you know, I was talking to someone before, and for years they were like, they should let Addis is the people who do the primetime Emmys and stuff. And they were like, Addis should do it. Addis. And I'm like, no. Now I'm just like, Addis just needs to just take it all over, because this just seems so ham, scram, and slung together. So,
Well, that is definitely going to make for an interesting predictions podcast, because without seeing the reels, it's just going to be based on instinct, luck, and possibly a little bit of voodoo to determine who it is, like, in revealing our picks. So, because this is just going to be a wacky Daytime Emmys this year, I'm keeping count of who everybody picks. So let's have Jillian kick us off. Jillian, who do you have for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series? The nominees are Maurice Bernard of General Hospital, Steve Burton of General Hospital, Thorsten Kay of The Bold and the Beautiful, Wally Kurth of Days of Our Lives, and Dominic Zampronia from General Hospital. Who are you picking?
I don't know. I don't, like, you know, I don't even know what they, like, picked. Like, I could see Thorsten because of Steffi's drug issue. Shit, I don't know what. I don't know. what that girl said. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You're in Bel Air. You whipping out switchblades.
Drama to comedy real fast.
Shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I could see Dominic Zampronia being the dark horse, dealing with Lulu going, she in limbo, and him being, his brain is just all messed up. I don't know what Maurice them. I don't know what, you know, I'm still like, I don't know.
Well, the period that this would have been for would have still been with Mike's death last year.
I don't know. You know what? Shit. I'm a pick Dominic Zampronia. There you go. Him. Yeah, it's his to lose, and, you know, the runner-up is Steve. Oh, not Steve, child. I don't even know what you pick. runner-up is Thorsten. But if he, you know, if he smirked, if his reel has him smirking when that gal pulls out that switchblade, maybe he won't. I don't know. It's Dominic. I'm going to pick Dominic. I like him.
Okay, Josh, who do you have?
I sort of did mine in like a should win, will win kind of way.
Yeah.
Because I figure that Mo put in the stuff with Mike and I just can't stomach picking that. I don't know what Steve would have picked. Torsten has to have picked the stuff with Steffi. But I think Dominic Zampronia may get...
Sorry. I was going to say, or him confronting Brooke for...
Dominic... Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. When they first came back, they had this stuff with Brooke and the picture frame, and Quinn had planted the picture.
That was right before they went out. They had that.
But still in the... Yeah, but still in the...
It would have been in the window for Emmys. For
this yeah.
Show. That probably is what they would have used. I think Dominic Zampronia may take it because it, like in sort of a I'm on screen for 12 seconds like Kim Basinger was for LA Confidential and wins. But my pick is Wally Kurth because not because I think that he did. I think he did wonderful work last year like he did, like all these folks did. But Wally Kurth, if you even just look at this list, there's three folks from General Hospital and Wally Kurth has been on a bunch of shows. And I just think if they're voting, the GH folks may cancel themselves out.
So
and Wally Kurth may come through. So Wally Kurth is, I think that Dominic Zampronia has a chance. Like he maybe should win, but I think Wally Kurth will win.
My strategy for predicting this is a variant of what you just said, Josh.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I do think that the General Hospital people could cancel themselves out. Logically, the votes could be split at allowing someone from one of the other three shows to go through.
And technically, that would cancel Wally out, too, because he's on GH, too.
Well, and that's the thing. So my pick, even though I can't believe I'm about to say this, is Torsten K. Because I feel like the Bell soaps will just fall in line. The Bell actors will fall in line behind the Bell nominee. And he'll go through. That's my pick. So that's my strategy. That's my strategy for these nominees.
He had some
I'm not discounting. I'm not discounting anybody. I'm just saying in a year where we have no reels, this is my strategy for picking is whoever is going.
Some good scenes when he like ripped into Brooke and Bill for their indiscretion. How did you do this to your sister? I'm like, yeah, that was some good stuff. And then Steffi with the pocket blade, you know, being a pill popper for like 2 minutes. Yeah.
So my picks for the main categories on this are just basically solely on the strategy of I think General Hospital is going to cancel itself out because in the next category, we once again have three General Hospital actors who are nominated. Mm-hmm. And when the votes come in, I feel like it's going to be one of the Bell people who win it. So that's just my strategy. It has no reflection on the acting because we didn't see the reels, but that's how my strategy for picking.
We just playing, so, just rolling the dice. Like right. We may get and 11s or snake eyes. So
right. So, outstanding lead actress in a drama series. The nominees are Melissa Claire Egan from The Young and the Restless, Jeannie Francis from General Hospital, Nancy Lee Grand from General Hospital, Finola Hughes from General Hospital, and Jacqueline McInnes Wood from The Bold and the Beautiful. Josh, who do you have?
I think this is a time where it's a shame that the GH folks are all here because I think Jeannie Francis should win this.
Mm.
I don't think she will. I think Jacqueline McInnes Woods will take
mm-hmm.
it. If they cut that clip before she pulls that stupid knife and that scene works. But if they kept the knife in, then Missy Claire could actually sweep in and take this because we don't know what she submitted. but if it's Jackie without the knife, then I'll give it with her.
Did Jillian just snort?
I'm sorry. Because that knife, it was the confrontation was perfect when she was like, yo, what the. That's
the like, oh my god.
And you know, they socially distance. I'm like, who are you jigging over there? Hope it's like all the way on the other side of the room. You on the other who you gonna stab? Oh, get out of here. That was so ridiculous. Oh my
Jillian,
god.
Who are you gonna pick?
Jesus. it mirrors with Josh. If it Jeannie Francis should win it if she submitted those scenes where she had to, she had so much good material from her having to say goodbye to Lulu, finding out that Lulu is a veggie, and she's saying goodbye to Lulu, to her confronting Cyrus and slapping the piss out of him at that elevator bank. Oof, they were some chilling scenes. It should be hers. This is hers to lose. And what you say, Josh? How you frame it? Should and then would?
Should and would, yeah.
Yeah, and Jacqueline McInnes Woods, her scenes where they confronted Steffi about being a pillhead and them taking the kids away from her, those were, I'm not gonna lie, those pill scenes, Jackie put a foot in it. Sis, I know it's not your fault. You didn't ad-lib it, but when they just had you whip out that little Barbie house knife, I'm like, it just ruined it for us. Rook says it ruined it for me. I mean, I'm still thinking.
So your official pick is who? Jackie?
Jackie without the knife. Like, okay. Jackie should have just told them, I don't think this is going to work, especially in social distancing scenes. I mean, Hope was literally by the fireplace and she was by the damn front door. And I'm like, who are you stabbing?
They needed to give her a big old sword if she was going to do it like that.
Or if she should have just...
By the power of She-Ra.
Or it should have been something where she walked, where they had her walking, and while she's walking, and I'd have been like, oh shit, Hope, you better break out. But I'm like,
I know.
Sis, this is Bel Air. They don't do that in Bel Air. They don't do that. They're so ratchet in Bel Air.
Well, my pick is Melissa Claire Egan, following the same strategy, knowing how great she is at playing crazy. I know some of that happened at the end of last year. Some of it has happened as part of this year. I think depending on what she submitted, Melissa Claire Egan had some really strong stuff over the past year. And so my pick would be her. I do think it's a bit of a shame that since we don't have the reels and the fact that there are so many nominees from single soaps in these categories, like Nancy Lee Grand's story last year in terms of her going to the big house was good. Her grieving the death of her lover, like the premise of him being injected in a toe possibly and dying, and then her,
she put that thang on him.
Like she did amazing acting. The storyline of his death sucked. Right. But like the fallout from it, she was good. How it started did not start great. And so I think
when with the drunk driving when Tracy set her up.
Right.
Was that last year? And then, when she finally, when they finally confront her and she has to deal with what she did with Dante and all that, when she stabbed him, I'm like, Alexis just sucks at trying to get revenge.
She had a lot of moments that are definitely Emmy worthy. It just depends on what, she submitted, but once again, for me, it's a matter of, I think the General Hospital people can cancel each other out.
Finola's a dark horse. She should win for playing that child's mama. Carried a lot on her back with that.
I was curious if that had to do with, like, if her submission would end up being...
You know, because it'd be damn funny if she won for putting material with Hamburger Heinrich in, child, we will not hear the end of that. So, and Jackie, you better pull it out.
With we will get a hint of what they submitted when they air assuming that they air the little clips by the nominees. Yeah. So we'll get a hint.
Don't be stuffed with Heinrich, don't.
I thought it might be the stuff where she's doing Alex as a twin.
True.
Alex coming to town, that might provide an opportunity. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Marla Adams on The Young and the Restless. Tamara Braun, Days of Our Lives. Carolyn Hennessy, General Hospital. Brianna Henry, General Hospital. Courtney Hope, The Bold and the Beautiful. So my pick on this is Tamara Braun. Once again, I think that General Hospital will cancel itself out. But I think of the other three actresses, Marla Adams, Tamara Braun, and Courtney Hope, Tamara Braun has been on multiple soaps. I think that, and she's the only one from Days. So for me, I think that she has a very good chance of taking home supporting actress. Jillian, who'd you pick?
I'm going to pick Brianna Henry because I'm supporting Black home.
Okay. Days.
I don't know what you people picked. I don't. Because, again, Carolyn Hennessy, what are you... No shade, sis, but what did you do? What?
I adore Carolyn Hennessy, and I love Diane Miller. I just can't think of I can't think of what she had to submit last year, unless it was scenes with Alexis. The intervention scenes with Alexis might have been enough to do it, because Alexis, like when she was there with Alexis's daughters, there were some good scenes. So if that the intervention type scenes were what she submitted, and considering Nancy Lee Grahn is a nominee for lead actress, those two might have submitted similar stuff so that it made it each of them stronger in their submissions. That's entirely possible.
And Courtney Hope, even though she had a turkey of a storyline with, you know, it sounds like YNR put her up, which is kind of, I guess, you know, I don't know why Bold didn't. I guess Bold's a Shane Oz no more. She had some good stuff over at Bold.
She's listed as Bold on the sheet.
Is she?
Yeah, she was nominated for Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, okay, then she could do some good. Now, you know, again, she had some turkey. She had a turkey buffet for the stuff over there, but she did work when, you know, she got busted for her foolishness and was just pleading her case, and her even faking the death, like faking that she was dying. She did some good shit, so. I would say it's between her and Black On, sis. So,
Josh, who did you pick?
This is actually a good little list. I don't really understand. I would love to have known what Carolyn Hennessy put in, and
I'm convinced it has to be the intervention stuff.
I'm just glad Marla Adams is on the list. I don't think she'll win. I don't know that she should win, but I think she's. I'm glad that she's on the list.
Refresh my memory. Did she shank Nikki during COVID, or was that pre-COVID?
No, that was pre-COVID.
Okay.
Oh, bitch.
I don't know. There's the two names that stand out to me are Tamara Braun and Courtney Hope. I think Courtney Hope should win, because I think she had some good stuff on Bold. I think even more so the scenes when she's by herself and talking about what's going on is probably even better. But the scenes where she was with Dr. Peloton, Monica Ruiz, and that was comical, and then tie and flow up and all that kind of stuff. It was ridiculous, but it was well acted. I think Courtney Hope probably should win. I think Tamara Braun will win.
Okay.
Before they did the tie up bullshit, before, you know, and with the stuff with COVID, before we started to get an inkling that Sally was dying, we got some good stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. The nominees are Darren Brooks, The Bold and the Beautiful, Max Gale, General Hospital, Brighton James, The Young and the Restless, Jeff Kober, General Hospital, and James Patrick Stewart, General Hospital. Jillian, who do you pick?
See, now this is kind of a solid list. I agree. Jeff Kober, when he had those scenes talking about mommy, he did the damn thing. And him and Laura having that face off over Lulu, those were some good scenes. Mm-hmm. Max Gale could be him going to the upper room. Oh, so, you know, he and Mo. Darren Brooks, I don't personally think he had the material. Like, if daytime mirrors prime time and the Oscars with them not, you know, giving flowers to those who do comedy, I don't see him getting it, because the only thing I could see is him doing comic relief during certain things. Like, I don't... You know, you in the slow-mo with Flo and them
not
dolls.
Not the slow-mo with Flo.
Slow-mo with Flo and them dolls. No, if you win for that, I'll just say, fuck this thing. This will just be a shit show. I don't really know. I think it's between Jeff and Max. Brighton.
And who are you picking of the two?
I think it's Jeff. And then, you know, should Max. Yeah, like... should Jeff, could Max. I don't really know what Brighton did. Like, what'd you do?
Should or will?
Jeff will win. Max could win. I don't even know. Like, see, again, Brighton, what'd you do? I don't know.
The only thing that I can think about with Brighton is possibly if they were dealing with One of two things. Him breaking up with the former Spencer girl from General Hospital.
Her name is Brittany Sarpy.
I can't remember the character's name. That's what I'm saying.
Dolphin, Dr. Dawson to you.
and, or if it was possibly any of the conversations that took place early on about him being the sperm donor. I don't like that story, but
nobody does. No.
But it's one of those things where that type of a conversation between two characters can be seen as like a meaty conversation or and a very like deep personal conversation. So I could see where that might be something. But once again, without having seen any of the reels, who knows? Josh, who is your totally random pick based on no reels?
Based on nothing. Again, I agree, but it's a big, pretty solid list here. I don't know what I'm with you about Brighton. I would like Brighton to win, but I don't possibly know what he submitted. But my thought is that James Patrick Stewart should win.
And I for
think
what?
I'm just guessing because I think he had meteor material like consistently across the year. And the character has shifted over the year. And he has done
like
a nice job with his character.
Yeah, I like him.
I think him and Brooklyn have.
I think.
Ooh, he could be Alexis Intervention. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be that because those that little card.
You mean the one where Nicholas wasn't at?
Beforehand? That was really good. So I think he should win. And I think that Darren Brooks will win.
Okay.
And it's not because I think that he has the best reels, but I think we'll know immediately, depending on who they announce first. If Courtney Hope wins, I think Darren Brooks will win. Because what he submitted has to be with her, and it has to be around that Sally is dying. But
him confronting Sally.
So I think James Patrick Stewart should win. I think Darren Brooks will win. I refuse to talk Max Gale again in this role.
So here's the thing. Under normal circumstances, my instinct would be to go with Max Gale because, if I'm not mistaken, he won last year in part because of the Sonny and Mike storyline. But it seems to me like, would you give supporting actor to the same actor 2 years in a row?
Why not? They did it with Tony Geary before. He won back before.
Tony Geary is also a daytime icon. Max Gale is not. I can see where Max Gale could win. I'm going to actually go with Brighton James. I feel like he's already loved by the Emmy voters. He's won multiple different ones in different categories. I feel like the General Hospital people will cancel themselves out. And as you said,
Jeff is also primetime and movies, you know, did movies too. So, you know, they like that. That's why I also voted for him for that. He'll probably get the push with that. But he has some good stuff when he was revealing how his mama kicked his ass out for killing his pappy.
Well,
the daytime loves to give kudos to primetime when it comes to that.
Bundle's gonna get up there with that hair and toss it and let me know I won this bitch with these bundles. Hope.
Like to thank my bundles.
Can you please explain to me what bundles means? You've been using it for months and I have no clue what it means.
And we can keep it that way. See? We told you what this was before. I'm not repeating myself. I told you what bundles meant. Now, if you didn't catch on, that's your fault. Should have been taking your pen and paper out.
Outstanding younger performer in a drama series. Taj Bello of General Hospital. Victoria Konofal, Days of Our Lives. Olivia Allen Lind for The Young and the Restless. Caitlin McMullen, General Hospital. And Sydney Michaela, General Hospital. Josh, your turn to go first.
I wish that Lindsay Arnold was on this list. I'm going to say
she
it
ain't.
Again. I know she ain't, but I had to say it. But Sydney Michaela should win, and Sydney Michaela will win. Period. End of story. Done. And if she ain't, then it's a travesty.
Yes.
Jillian?
Bingo. Sydney Michaela. I don't know what the, like, I don't know what Caitlin McMullen, like, what did Weeping Willow submit? What'd you submit, girl? Like,
she was weeping, though. You know she was.
Probably. Like, I don't. Taj Bello, you weren't on that long. No shade to him, but what did you submit also?
He submitted the kidnapping, I bet.
Or, you know what? I could see him submitting.
He could have submitted when he ripped his mom to and Molly to shreds.
Both could have those two, yeah. I could see that. I could see those two doing that, so. But Sydney Michaela coming for Curtis.
Woo!
I could see her ripping into him for that. Yeah.
Sydney Michaela is my should win. Victoria Konofal is my will win.
It's not a bad pick either. I think.
You're yeah.
Right. I feel of all of these characters, she is the actress with the biggest name recognition. And I would be very surprised if she does not get it just based on the fact that that pairing is one of the most popular pairings in recent years of daytime.
The little girl from who used to play Faith is on that list, right?
Right, from who plays Faith Newman. I could see her being the dark horse.
Yes, I was just about to say, I could see her being the dark horse because of the bullying stuff and finding out that your mama is, you know, busted down for some dude who swapped you over with the crazy Abbott woman. I can see her winning for flipping a shit on that.
Well, like, we know that the Young and the Restless, with Cameron Grimes, is always up for falling into line behind their younger actors and getting.
I don't even know what she did. It's no shade to her. She's such a phenomenal actor, but they don't really do much with Mariah, which is sad.
Well, no, I was just meaning when Cameron Grimes was young playing Cassie, was she not like she was nominated? That's what I meant.
She won.
Yeah, right, No, I'm just saying I don't even know what she submitted. You know, she ain't on this list, right?
No.
Oh, no. I was like, she ain't on here. She a little bit too long in the tooth for this one, but yeah.
She won supporting a few years ago.
Right. She won supporting and she won younger. But what I was just meaning by this, it would not surprise me if Lind won just based on the fact that between Grimes and James and Khalil, I'll have to go back and check that one. All of them were younger and they got nominated at least. And then at least two of those three got
this
won.
Young lady, put all that aside. Olivia, she had some really good material with the catfishing and with the catfishing, learning about her birth and what Adam did and stuff and confronting Adam and telling him off. She had some really meaty material.
And I also think that it depends on what she submitted, because if she submitted the scenes of her being bullied and it was text conversations, I don't think she has a prayer. But if it's scenes of her opposite of Sharon or opposite of Nikki when they're dealing with the meat of Grossman. Right. But if it's scenes where she was dealing with the meat of what was going on with the bullying and the drinking and the various other things opposite of actors who people like Sharon Case and Melody Thomas Scott and Grossman, they elevate the people who they are with. And so I feel like she already had potentially very meaty storylines. And then if it's elevated by her partners, she would potentially have a really good shot. Outstanding guest performance in a drama series: Kim Delaney, General Hospital; George Del Hoyo, Days of Our Lives; Brianna Lane, General Hospital; Katie McClain, Days of Our Lives; Victoria Platt on Days of Our Lives. I'm a little bit conflicted on this because it's either Days of Our Lives or General Hospital, so I can't use my other strategy. So I'm going to go with Kim Delaney will win. Kim Delaney will win just based on primetime name recognition. Katie McClain.
She was not bad at it. Yeah, she was good. Yeah.
And Katie McClain should win because I actually really liked Jennifer when Katie McClain was playing her, and I am not a fan of Jennifer. So Katie McClain should win.
Morton, you bitch, you.
Katie McClain should win. Kim Delaney will win. Jillian, who did you pick?
This one is actually a toughie with me because, I feel as though Kim Delaney will win, and who should? It's tough because Kim Delaney should win because she put in some work, and it's not just the prime time she put in work. Like, she has showed that even though she was out of the daytime arena for like decades, she can seamlessly come back in. And it's like, you know, she's just like, you know, it's like a duck to water, just rolls off of her back. the scenes that Katie McClain had when she was confronting Kate about hunching her man was amazing, and going up against Matt Ashford was amazing too. I'm just conflicted. And then it's Brianna Lane with those scenes when, you know, Brooklyn was going up against Nell, and when Ned tossed her ass out of the house for when she sold out ELQ. So okay, you know what? I'm gonna give it to Katie. I'm gonna give it to Katie. I'm gonna give it to Katie. Like, it's just so hard because, those three ladies did put in work. They put in work.
Josh?
But
I think what's interesting to me about this category is it's perhaps the best five or four or five people in a single category of all of them. Like, I look at the list and I think, I know what you all did. I get it.
They're tough.
I hear what everybody's saying about Kim Delaney, and I'm just that maybe she will win. I just feel like she hasn't been. I mean, I know this is not for the guest performer. I know that the rules are different, but for me, I haven't bonded with this character at all. I don't necessarily like or hate this character. I just don't feel anything for this character, so it's hard for me to consider it without seeing a reel. So the ones that stick out to me are Brianna Lane and Katie McClain. And I think that between those two, I think Brianna Lane should win. I think Katie McClain will win.
Okay.
I think Brianna Lane is one of the best temporary recasts I've seen in a
Like, she's up on that list. She's right there with Carla Moseley. Like, damn it, I wish you can put them
Carla Moseley need to be on this list in this category next year.
They should come back as somebody else or whatever.
But Katie McClain took a role that Melissa Reeves had played for 5,000 years.
That she put her stank on. Let's just
put
be real.
Her stank on it.
Yes.
I don't care, you've been here since God was a child.
No, I meant Melissa put her stank on it, but then Katie came in and was like, I can do some work too. Like, she had a tough act to follow. I'm not even going front about Missy.
Sure.
And Katie did the damn thing. Yeah.
Here's my thing on this. I understand 4 out of 5 of these nominees completely. One of the nominees, I was like, who dat? So if I was going to actually make this the perfect nomination category, I would have replaced the who dat person with Lindsay Hartley, because it would have been Lindsay Hartley's opportunity to possibly get an Emmy for being in soaps as long as she has. So I would have liked to have seen Lindsay. Right. I would have liked to have seen Lindsay Hartley in the guest performance category. I think that she did a good job when she was on. This is no shade towards Kelly Monaco, but I do think that Lindsay Hartley, as an actress who has been in daytime for the better part of 20 years off and on, this would have been an opportunity for her.
Well, she ain't.
Okay. So, Outstanding Drama Series. The nominees are The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and the Restless. Drum roll, please. The big category. Jillian, who are you picking for Outstanding Drama Series?
I'm just going to I'm just going to wing it, since they've been winging it too. It's going to be the Dolls, boy. It's going to be them Dolls. I know how this genre works. It's going to be upset and brag. Going to be like, Dolls, bitches. I don't know. You know what? It could be, I'll be honest. It could be Bold with Steffi's drug addiction. They could have submitted for that. They could have submitted for those scenes where everybody just rips into Brooke and Bill for them being some Daho dogs. I don't know. Shit. I don't know. So again, with the reels, I think Bold will win for what I said. I think Day should win because I'm sorry, they entertaining us throughout COVID without, they had the material. So I again don't know what the hell they submitted. What did they submit? Is it still the remnants of Mother's Day previously or what? What is it?
I think it's the how Adrian actually died, putting it all together.
Okay.
I think Days would have submitted, because I think it's what Wally submitted because Wally Kurth didn't say what he submitted, but he said all of the stuff that he submitted aired right as COVID was hitting. So that was around the middle of March, April, and that's when Days aired those episodes.
So it could be Adrian getting ran over. Yeah. Yeah, I would say, yeah, though, that's my pick. That's my pick right there.
Josh?
Jillian and I, as per usual, are in sync here. I think Days very definitely should win. I think Bold and the Beautiful will win. If they cut it off with a knife. I just can't keep saying that enough. That knife the whole thing.
God, if they do, you know what? I could see Brad saying, fuck y'all, I submitted them damn dolls. What?
I know.
What? Let's see.
So
it can be Mac the knife. You don't call him Brad the knife.
Oh my God.
I mean, who knows what they submitted? I mean, they could say Mike going on to glory and Courtney coming in and taking him up was everything. I don't think that was everything.
But... you know, the explosion, the aft, they could have submitted the explosion.
There is a ton for General Hospital to have submitted.
Yeah.
And so here's,
GH, you know, I think GH will be the dark horse, to be quite honest.
My original thought on this was that The Young and the Restless will win it.
Hell, they submitting.
That's the thing. When I think about The Young and the Restless, I think about how, for me as a viewer, there wasn't a lot that I enjoyed. But last year, there were moments where Josh was very unhappy with the show, and yet I was loving it. And so I'm like, if they submitted any of those I'm loving it stuff, whether it's the Abbott stuff. Well, there was Abbott things. There were
You don't know.
I don't remember the exact scenes. My instinct is that The Young and the Restless could win it. But then if I'm using my strategy of General Hospital. Let me finish. If I'm using my strategy of all these people got nominated from General Hospital and are canceling each other out because of the votes, in theory, that should mean that if all these people from General Hospital are getting nominated, whatever General Hospital is the show and the actors submitted was really good. So based on the fact that General Hospital has so many more nominations in the acting categories, General Hospital could win. So I'm going to... I think that The Young and the Restless will win, but General Hospital should win.
Yeah, you tap. Okay, so he going, you know, we picked Bold, and Days, he's picking, Luke said, I'm going to split the bath water. I'm picking GH and Wanda. Okay, this is
going to
be...
I'm wondering if Young and the Restless chose to submit one of those artsy episodes, like with Adam brocking back and forth under the table and remembering all the stuff, or
remember Billy's. Remember Billy? Wasn't last year when Billy was in that cabin with Victoria?
No.
That was the year before. Okay,
but there have since been about 24,000 other single episodes devoted to Billy and his struggles. So it might have been one of those as well. Some of those episodes get real artsy, and I think, or they think it's artsy, and I think that I wonder if they would submit that.
Yeah, it's become cliche over at Weiner. They have a standalone episode. We know what's going to happen. So next year, Mark Grossman standalone episode, that's what they're going to submit.
In a world where we actually had reels to watch, I would be much stronger in my confidence that GH would win, will win. But it's one of those things where it's like, General Hospital should, The Young and the Restless will. I really hope that I'm wrong about The Young and the Restless and that General Hospital pulls it off. Okay.
We're at the craps table, Luke. You can't take your money back. Your money's already on the table. You can't take your money back. Come on, let's go.
As we wrap up this podcast, I want to get your guys' first impressions of Dan Fureagle on Days of Our Lives as EJ DeMira. Setting aside the give him the first 30 days, what was your first impression, Josh?
I think he had immediate chemistry with Ali. EJ had immediate chemistry with Sammy. But it's different chemistry. And it, for me, in some ways, works even better than if James Scott had come back. Because if where they're trying to go is Lucas and Sammy, James Scott and Allison Sweeney had such an undeniable chemistry that it kind of shrinks Lucas and Sammy in comparison. So bringing in a new EJ who's a competent EJ makes me still love Lucas and Sammy, and makes me wonder immediately who will he be good with. I'm anxious to see Marcy Miller come back as Abigail and see if they do anything there. I'm anxious to see how his scenes this coming week in the fight for Damara play out. I think so far he's a real good addition. I'm impressed.
Jillian?
I just agree with Bud on everything that he said, minus him being a good addition. I think he fit into the role like we all listen. Preface, James Scott is a tough act to follow, but the man don't want to act no more. He showed up and showed out on Instagram one last year when people was like, we want you to come back. And he was like, no. And I'm like, see, don't ask for it no more. He said what he said. And in interviews, they have said that James is like, I ain't down with acting no more. So that's it. The end. So it's a tough act to follow. That being said, I felt like he fit seamlessly in there. It does, like, you tiptoeing, bitch. You's a Lumi fan. Just say what you said, Josh. You's a Lumi fan. You know I am a Jammy fan, so I'm just like, ooh. I'm like, with Lucas, just throwing down the gauntlet and telling Sammy, you love we. We didn't have sex. We made love. And when EJ comes in and just puts the kibosh on it, I'm just like, ooh, this... I'm very piqued by this. He has good chemistry with Sweeney. He has good chemistry with John and Marlena, with Drake and Dee, Teo. He feels as though he's been on that show for quite some time, and he can act, you know. Yeah. So I'm here for it. He's showing that he can do. His few days that he was there, he showed that he can do comedy. He showed that he can do drama. He showed that he can do romance. We haven't seen action adventure yet, because it sounds like he about to put the whammy on Xander's ass.
The whammy on Sammy. Sorry.
Well, besides that, you know, Sammy said, y'all ain't gonna have her having a bunch of babies again and not know what her damn baby daddy is. When she was like, no dookie for you. Sammy said, you caught me slipping before, not again. No, he can put the whammy on Xander when he was like, leave him to me. So I like him. So again, give him the 30 days. We've all given the 30 days rules, but so far, so good. I like him.
So for me, how do I put this? What Jillian said is true. James Scott is a tough act to follow, in part because of the fact that Allison Sweeney and James Scott had unbelievable chemistry, like once in a, not a lifetime, but maybe once in a decade type chemistry. I do think that he was solid in his performance. He came in, he sort of, to me, his debut the last week and a half sort of felt like comfortable sweatpants that you might put on when you're lounging around the house. He felt comfortable for me in the role, but I definitely didn't feel the chemistry between Sammy and EJ that I was hoping for, but I also know that my expectations were super high. That being said, I actually thought that he fit seamlessly into the Damara dynamic, which is easier for him to create his own mark than it is one where he's having to try and be part of E-Jammy. So I thought that his stuff with his brothers, I thought that that was really good. I thought that how he, the ebb and flow of how things went with John and Marlena was good. I liked his sort of rivalry with Lucas and how those two played off of each other. So for me, everything except for the E-Jammy part felt really comfortable and enjoyable, but I'll need to see more on the E-Jammy side to see if I fall for that.
I'm going to say something controversial about the E-Jammy part, and I know Luke is going to, and I don't care, and I will clip your wings. I'm going to be honest here. They have chemistry, but in those scenes, I'm going to say it, Sweeney was the weak link for me. She was just doing too much. Like, I understand when he came, she's trying to convey that she's stunned and shocked and like it's taking her breath away that, oh shit, he's here. Like, you know, oh my God, like she's like speechless that he's there. I just felt like she was doing too much. I was like, no, wait a minute, ma'am, Miss Ma'am, I know this is not you. Like, I'm like, no, ma'am, this can't be. Like, I'm like, okay, you know, every once in a while, they actors are allowed to, you know, phone it in. I felt like she phoned it in that day. I was like, you are doing a little too much. Like, I was kind of stunned. I really was. Like, I thought, I was talking to someone and they're like, I guess she was conveying that she was stunned and it just left her speechless that he was there. I said, well, she left me speechless with how she acted. I don't like it. So I will give you that. I was, Miss Sweeney, it, you know, it was just a bad day for you. Maybe, you know, you wanted Evian and they said, girl, we got this Dasani for you because we're on a budget. So maybe that's why you were a little something something. You wanted like a good donut and they gave you Dunkin' Donut instead. Like, who knows? I don't know.
What you got against Dunkin'?
Huh? What I got against Dunkin'? What's good about Dunkin'? I said what I said. Dunkin' is they you were supposed, what's whatever the Dunkin' shop is out there, well, for this purpose, you know, she wanted
like
a
Krispy Kreme versus Dunkin' or something.
Yes, like for this purpose we will say, because out in Cali they have good donuts, but for this purpose we will say she wanted Krispy Kreme, they gave her dry ass Dunkin'. I said what I said, Dunkin' is dry. You know, she wanted, you know, a cappuccino. They gave her Dunkin' Donuts. And everybody knows Dunkin' Donuts is just fucking heavy cream and sugar. Ain't no coffee. Like, I was like, what is going on here? Like, I was kind of, she kind of had took me out of the E-Jammy moment. I felt EJ's desperation to get his family back. She took me out of the moment a little bit. Like, they have the chemistry, but she kind of took me out. I was like, ooh, what's happening here? Sorry. Sorry, Lou.
On that note, we'd encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DCConfidential. You can find me on Twitter at Luke_Kerr. Jillian is at Jillian Bo, and Josh is at Dr. Joshua09. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
The doll's gonna win it.
Oh, I hope not.
Bye.